First Peter chapter 5. Let's read that and see what else we can learn. First Peter chapter 5, and if we have time, we'll try to get to Judges chapter 5, too, which is interesting. Hey, last chapter of First Peter, that's First Peter chapter 5. And as we go, as you take notes, get your sacrifices ready. Okay, the elders, okay, which shows that the apostles did appoint elders in every city. Some of those which were first converted, okay, or heard the knowledge, okay, they were the ones who also the apostles appointed as the bishops and deacons. Okay. So the elders which are among you I exhort, okay, in his form of warning and challenge, who also am an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, Peter says, not only identifying the lamb, the sufferings of Christ, but also partaker of the glory that should be revealed concerning the lion. You got sufferings under glory. Okay, we're going through the same due process, suffering and the glory. Okay, from lowness to greatness. Okay, and from flesh to flame. Okay, from sorrow to joy. Verse 2, feed the flock of God which is among you, and that's what we're doing. Okay, which is necessary for them to receive this knowledge. For sacrifices, Paul brings it out in Hebrews. Okay, if there be therefore no more sacrifice for sin, okay, and Hebrews here, 10. This is what he's doing in this in feeding, yeah, 10. I'm in Hebrews chapter 10 just for a second. Okay. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as men or some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. Okay, so without truth, there's no sacrifice. Without knowledge, there's nothing to profess. There's no prophecy. Okay, the sin willfully, which means to choose to abandon the stewardship. Okay, and so here we see in Peter that he's establishing that. Stewardship concerning elders. Okay, well, let's go on here. Sufferings of Christ and also partake of the glory that should be revealed, okay, as Christ is working in us now through the work of regeneration. So feed the flock of God which is among you, giving them this knowledge for sacrifice. Taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, okay, but willingly, which we also do. Okay, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. And it's not for the purpose of being a benefactor. Okay, as those which are functioning in the world. Okay, the world labors for profit. Okay, we labor for faith. Okay, even though God does reward us for these things. Okay, as Jesus was ministered to, okay, and was sustained by those which contributed to his ministry, and that's why Judas Iscariot was so busy. Okay, as also the apostles. Okay, under the Pentecost, many sold their possessions and brought all and laid at the apostles' feet, but not for the apostles' aspirations. Okay, it wasn't that Peter could improve his lifestyle. Okay, he wasn't going to go out and buy, okay, 10 chariots of gold, okay, in order to try to prove that his Jesus is better than the gods of Rome. Okay. All right, feed the flock of God, which is mine. That's what the false religious system is trying to do. They're trying to prove that their Jesus is more powerful than the aspirations of man, but Bill Gates there, he says billions of dollars, mm-hmm, and there's no Christians that even come even close to that. Mm-hmm. Okay, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint but willingly, and not for filthy lucre but a ready mind. Okay, that is to a ready mind has to do with the to jump to action. Okay, to build. Neither is being lords over God's heritage. That's the same thing Peter said, and Jesus said the same thing. Neither is being lords over God's heritage as to dominate the will, but rather to direct your faith. And that's what we do. We're here to direct your faith, but not to dominate the will. Yes. Mm. Not that we have dominion over faith. Mm. Okay. Neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, as when he comes to give you a reward of your faith, when he visits you, okay, you should receive a crown of glory that fades not away. And that crown of glory has to do with a power to assist you in your work, the work of regeneration, okay, as well as also the eternal reward. So whatever God initiates in you right presently, okay, is perpetual in its nature, perpetual nature. Okay, it's only a seed, okay, okay, which is going to, okay, remove all of Satan's sowing within you. Okay, and at the same time, okay, by the sowing which God has provided for you, the powers which God provides for you, okay, will continue to expand and grow. I mean, there's no diminishing to it. Okay, there's no, it can't corrupt. The thief can't steal it. It can't rust. Okay, and the moth can't chew on it. Okay, all those things, the rust, the moth, and the thief, okay, what can do that in the first covenant. They can plunder and steal that first covenant, but not the second covenant. Okay, the gates of hell cannot prevail against this covenant because it has to do with the state of conscience. They can't prevail where the judge is in the gate. Okay. Neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory. Okay, that fades not away. It does not lose value. Okay, nor in the Father's bosom does it lose any value. Okay, but increases value forever. Okay, verse 5. Likewise, you younger, okay, as concerning taking the yoke of this restrictions. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Okay, which shows government. There has to be government. Okay. Yes, all of you be subject one to another, which we do, yielding to grace, and be clothed with humility. Okay, as we resource to build. For God resists the proud, okay, which stand independent of government, but gives grace to the humble, okay, which submit and work with government. Okay, I do it and you do it. Okay, we work with government. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, okay, okay, which also has to do with Peter's stewardship, okay, that he may exalt you in due time, okay, through your contact, your building, your contribution. And how do you do this? At the altar. At the altar, what do you do? You're casting all your care upon him. Okay, the care has to do with that which you're responsible for in your sacrifices. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you through his point of contact. His mercy is in his tools. Be sober. That means utilizing the tokens of the altar is not to put you into a drunken state. Okay? And the priests, okay, were not allowed to drink the wine in their activity, but they could drink it later. But they're not allowed to drink the drink offerings because under that influence, they could stumble into the altar. So that turn around and says, where's Eliezer at? Why is he has a pair of feet sticking out of the altar up here? I said, hurry up, get over here. We've got to pull him out again. I told you not to drink that stuff until afterwards.
I can no use my imagination.
You can use your imagination with this, right. Yeah, they always had a tether on his feet. Okay. And casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So as you're standing at the altar, you're offering the assigned tokens, prayer, preaching, prophecy, gifts, calling, grace, God, and government, truth, and spirit. Okay, be sober. Keep focus at the altar and be vigilant. Okay, don't let your hands hang down. Lift up your hands. Okay, as he says, Paul said that. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet. That's right, to the altar. Okay, because your adversary, the devil, okay, is awaiting your return. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about. Now he's outside. Okay, he's waiting for you to depart from the altar. Okay, and seeking whom he may devour. That means the altar of Christ devours your faith. Okay, accepts your faith, but Satan wants to devour your soul. Okay, by offering you the options. That's what we brought out earlier. Okay, Jesus said in a parable about a sower went forth to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and immediately the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Okay, that was Satan. Satan was offering you the option. Okay, the grace of God is present. Okay, if you don't ingest the grace of God at the time when it's presented, then Satan will offer you the option. Okay. And that's what Jesus is telling to Peter. Do you love me more than these, Peter? Okay? Because Satan is going to offer you the option. Okay? So do you love me more than these? Okay? That which is in rhythm with your aspiration, your signature. Do you love me more than that? Okay? Even though truth is contrary to the signature, okay, but it brings life to the soul. Okay? Whom resist steadfast in the faith? So I like the word the faith there. This knowledge, okay, this knowledge teaches you responsibility, and this is what you reciprocate with. Okay, we rehearse these things. Knowing, okay, observing the sign and the token, okay, which accompanies this witness. Okay, the sign and the token will manifest the witness. You have the sign of the Spirit. You have the token of the priesthood. Okay, and so therefore, the witness will be with you. But without the sign, if the sign is absent, the witness won't be there. If the token is absent, the witness won't be there. They have to work together. Okay? So those in a false religious system, not understanding the sign nor the token, don't have the witness. You don't get that until you come in covenant. Then the sign and token being present, okay, empowers your faith. Okay? Knowing that the same afflictions and restrictions of the signature and the imagination are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Okay, that the restrictions of the sign, the signature and the imagination are revealed by his work in you, by regeneration. They're accomplished in your brethren in the world. So we are not in the millennium bliss yet. Okay, nor do we live for flattery. To speak our charity. Okay, false charity is Satan's calibrations to the scales of truth, where guile is justified for charity. Okay, hence the ministries of unrighteousness. They now mold a different perception of Christianity. Okay, as he's bringing out, which are accomplished in the world, those which are aside. Okay, will seek to try to find resolve and equity within those false tokens. Okay, that's the temptation. So be sober. But the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, okay, that's what we talked about earlier, that the presence of death and the restrictions which God has placed upon us, okay, is necessary for this time to strengthen the will for choice, okay, so that God will reward your will for the choice that you make. Okay, and this is what Joshua said, choose this day whom you will serve, okay, and God will reward your choices, either good or evil. After that you have suffered a while, make you perfect through your cycles of growth, will now make you perfect in your faith. He will establish you, okay, anchoring you. Okay, he will establish, strengthen, and settle you. Okay, establish, how do I like the word establish, strengthen, and settle you? Okay, so he's going to, the word establish just means to give you, okay, there's consistency that's born through these tokens, okay, and strengthen as he rewards your choices of faith, okay, being an anchor, okay, and he will settle you in a conscience. Okay, he will settle you. You're no longer wandering. Okay. Okay. Establish, strengthen, settle you. You see how the Spirit continually progresses this understanding in this. To him be glory. Okay. To him be glory, which means he is the one that's birthing the likeness within you. Mm-hmm. Through this, to him be glory forever. Dominion. He's birthing his likeness, and he is your Lord now. Mm-hmm. To whom be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Okay. Sylvanus. Okay, who also worked the Apostle Paul. Okay, he is also working with Peter, Chief Elder Peter. Okay, 2 Thessalonians 1:1. By Sylvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting, and that's what we do, concerning the exhortation, testifying, okay, concerning his work within you, and we see that the testifying also is manifested through dreams, visions, discerning of spirits, level 2 prophecy, level 1 prophecy, okay. These are testifying. These are tokens which God is testifying of that witness in you. This is the true grace of God when you stand. You are standing in the true grace of God. Okay, the true prophetic path you're in. Okay, you're not in the broad way. You're in the straight way, and you're going to walk through that narrow gate, okay, or the straight narrow. Okay. This is where you stand in your justification at the altar of Christ and your new priesthood. The church that is at Babylon, the assembly of the saints in Iraq and Iran, elect together with you in the same covenant, salutes you, and so does Marcus, my son. Okay, verse 14. Greet one another with a kiss of charity, okay, which we do presently. Okay, and he says, because of this, peace be with you all in Christ Jesus, amen. Okay, his peace will rule those at the altar. His peace rules at the altar. So now the peace of God is ruling in your heart. Okay, it is a deciding factor of your perception now. Okay, which before, okay, all decisions that you made stood always in ambiguity, okay, and in question. But now the peace of God ruling your heart rules in your heart. Okay, there's no question regarding your responsibility to the covenant. Now you have confidence and strong consolation. Okay, which before you're always wondering, okay, what is the will of the Lord. Okay.
those which are listening today, if you like to come in covenant with God, okay, if you you have to begin to seek God, you're going to have to also put aside the barriers of your former traditions and your mindset, and you're going to have to seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, okay, if you want to come in covenant with God. Okay, well, thank you for listening today, and continue to seek the Lord. His grace will abound towards those that seek Him with out of a pure heart. And this is Apostle Eric von Ehrsick here speaking. Have a good day, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.